Isaac, welcome in, man. Thanks for jumping on.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's good to be back.
Well, it was good seeing you last night, get so much playing time in there, but what was that moment like for you? I mean, how long have you been dreaming about getting some real reps in the NFL?
A long time, man. I've been thinking about it, and, you know, growing up, you always, whatever it is you want to do, you always picture the different scenarios of what's this going to be like, what play you're going to be running. You know, all the little details, but then to just actually go out there and be in the moment, to be where my feet were, and, you know, I don't think I could have ever, you know, imagined that. So it was fun. It was a great experience, and, you know, a great learning experience as well, and I'm looking forward to, you know, going from here.
All right, Isaac, take us through the events of the evening. You're getting off the bus. Differences between what you experienced last night to how it is up here on the hill at Utah?
Oh, I mean, that's a good question, because it's so different, man. Like, you know, Utah, how Coach Witt runs the program, I love it. Everything is so tidy, so clean, and fine detailed with where we're supposed to be, what time we do certain things, the discipline with certain things, of how, you know, the seriousness of everything, you know, from team, like pregame meal where it's dead silent and guys are, the only thing you hear are forks clanking and guys getting up and moving around, and that's about it. You know, it's so focused, so quiet, which was great at Utah, and in the league, it's different. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not focus, it's not anything, but it's more of a freelance deal where, you know, pre-game meal is like a free flow, so you come and go, guys come and go, and the vets have to be at the stadium at a certain time, and the rookies, they ride a bus down to the stadium a couple hours before the vets get there, you know, and they have loudspeakers in the locker room, and it's different, you know, it's a different environment, but you got to find your own routine, and that's something that jumped out to me, was trying to figure out my routine, you know, how I was going to stay focused, because I was there 2.5 hours before we were even supposed to go out to warm up, you know, so I had to find time to get dressed, to, you know, go over my plays, to stay focused, and, you know what I mean, and it's different now, because everything's not as organized as what it was in college, and so it's a nice challenge to figure things out, and to be a pro of getting things done by yourself.
Well, it sounds like you almost had more time than you would have wanted. It sounds like you maybe had too much time for the mind to wander.
Yeah, and that's part of it being, you know, of being a pro is, you know, staying focused for however long, you know what I mean? They had us there, you know, guys, they had two different warm-up sessions where you could go, you know, go do an activation where they kind of stretch you out, and then you go do a dynamic warm-up on the field, and there's two different sets of those. There's stuff going on that you can do to fill your time, but like I said, it's different. With Coach Witt, we got there probably like an hour 45 or so before the game, and as soon as we get there, like, it's always something after something after something. You know, it's different. It's different in the league, and I know it's preseason, so it's kind of, you know, but yeah, it was. It's a new experience, but it was a fun one.
Did you know prior to the game that you were going to play the entire second half, Isaac, or did you find out at halftime? And with that being said, how was it out there? Who were you going up against for the most part?
They told me the day before when I was going to play, and that some of the vets were going to play through the first half, and then I'd get into the second half, and you know, I got pretty antsy. Sit on the sideline all half, but it was fun to just finally get out there, you know, and instead of practicing with the guys, same guys every day, you know, everybody who plays football who knows what it's like to go against the same guys, you know, during the off season from here in the league, from OTAs through mini camp through training camp, and then it's so nice to go against somebody different, you know what I mean, and a different team. And it was cool to line up against some of their D linemen, don't really know, because we didn't do much of it. It's a preseason game, so you don't do much, you know, in depth of looking who is who. But, you know, Derek Shelby, who also played at Utah, and I played with Derek when I was a freshman, he lined up against across from me, and so it was a fun experience. It was awesome.
Well, I know you guys ran a lot of power plays the last couple of years at Utah. You certainly pulled a ton, and you know, Miami does some of that, but has there been much of a schematic adjustment for you so far, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, they're a heavy outside zone team. Miami is, and you know, for me at Utah, we did run outside zone, but it's like a next level type of outside zone. It's something really new. Coach, my old line coach, Kurt Forrester, he does a great job of making everything that I do simple for the old line. You know, there's not a lot that he doesn't try to overcomplicate things, and but it's different. In college, you could have, you know, slow to average speed, and you can get to the second level. But here, you know, if you take one wrong step off the line, then that linebacker's gone. You know what I mean? And that's something that I'm getting adjusted to with their outside zone and being able to create movement off the line of scrimmage and then get to the second level.
How's Jay Cutler been in the short time he's been a Miami Dolphin, Isaac?
That's a good question too, because that's for everybody. He's great, man. He looks great. He can really sling the ball. I mean, coming off of retirement and to be able to come, you know, I watch him at practice and watch him go through his progression. He's going to be great. I'm excited to see what it looks like this season for him. And you know, he's a great quarterback.
What's been the biggest difference, maybe from a media standpoint, a coverage standpoint? Have you found any major differences in the way the team approaches these stories? I mean, I know, for example, no one's going to talk poorly about Ryan Tannehill. You've got to adjust now and sort of embrace Jay Cutler. He's coming over from an analyst role. I mean, has that been a big shock to see the way football operates off the field, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, because it's in college it was magnified because, you know, a student athlete and, you know, in your communities and your certain community, but now it's on a national scale where it's not just for me in Utah, Salt Lake City, maybe, you know, a couple cities surrounding who care, you know, it's not just the state of Utah. Now it's, you know, the whole NFL organization, it's the whole United States, and everybody knows this, and everybody knows that. The way that media and broadcasting and everything is these days, you know, things spark and stem out quickly and just like that, it's all over the place. And so for here, with me, it's a lot more fine-tuned but it's a lot more organized. I wouldn't say Utah was organized, but it is a lot more organized. There's always people letting us know ahead of time, like, hey, you have this, and this. These people, no one will be that long. You know what I mean? And different things like that. Individual press conferences, whereas with Utah, it was, you know, Coach Witt was there, and then there was two or three other players with you. And so it's different, but it's nice, I guess.
When you guys are in the weight room as an NFL team, is it similar to what you experienced at Utah, or you're allowed to kind of go in there and go through your workout, and it's a lot more calmer? Because that's how I felt it was at the New York Jets. Yes, I did work out up there, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because it's a good question because not a lot of people know. But, I mean, you know, Tom, as much as me, what it's like here versus Utah, it was roll call in the team room, and then everybody busted out, and then they go to the weight room together. There's coaches, it's loud music, every coaches are yelling, and it's just rapid movement. But in the league, they understand that there's different guys who've been in the league for how many years, and, you know, so they don't try, it's not a cardio session, it's a strength session where they don't want guys blowing through this workout in 20, 30 minutes. You know, some guys are in there for an hour, it just depends on how long they go through the card. You come in, you have a card with your workouts on it, and then you bust your workouts out and you leave. It's kind of on your own dime. There's coaches, strength coaches wandering around, and they'll help you if you need it. If not, they kind of, you know, just kick back and either just chat with you after your set, or they, you know, they are doing their own thing. So it's pretty nice to see the differences there.
Isaac Asiata on with us, former Ute, current Miami Dolphin offensive lineman on ESPN 700. Now, the current group of Utes on that offensive line, they're still trying to figure out how to replace yourself and Garrett Bowles and JJ, I mean, Sam Tevy, so many talented guys, Hiva Lutui from last year. There's a lot of great names gone from that program. But I want to talk about a couple of guys, Darren Paulo and Leke Iwatafe, both taking reps at guard and tackle. In your opinion, as you've seen these guys play a ton, which position are they most comfortable at, Darren Paulo and Leke Iwatafe individually?
I think for Darren, Darren has really long arms, and he played both even when I was there. I think he's strong enough and, you know, powerful enough to play the guard position, but I know that his length, and he has really, really good feet for how big he is. He can play tackle, and that's the same for Leka. Leka's been playing guard since he got there, but he's taken a lot of practice snaps at tackle, and they're both similar in the fact that they can move really well for how big they are. I mean, especially Leka, I think it's a more natural spot for maybe Darren, but I know that Leka can play tackle if he has to. And I feel guard is probably Leka's more natural position as well. But, you know, the more you know, the better, you know, better asset you are. And for Leka to be able to play tackle for how big of a guy he is, and not saying he's fat or anything, but, you know, he's a big dude. He can move really well. And in the league, you know, they don't really have the big body tackles. And if they are, they're dudes who can move quick because they got to be able to set the whip in the pocket. And, you know, where they'll play, who knows? But, you know, I know that with Coach Harding and his judgment, whoever ends up playing tackle, then they're supposed to play tackle. And that, and he feels that they're the best fit for them to play tackle.
What kind of upside does someone like Jackson Barton have at the left tackle spot? I don't know if you've heard, Isaac, but he has solidified the left tackle position for the start of this season.
Yeah, it's a question that's, you know, thrown around and suggestions out there. So it's a good question to find answers for. But Jackson, what I've always loved about Jackson is how hard he works at doing just the little things right. You know, he tries to do the ordinary things, extraordinary. And, you know, if you watch his progression from when he was a freshman when he came in to now, you know, taking a starting spot, it's because Jackson took care of little things. You know, he had to mature, obviously, and you know, get his feet wet in college football, was getting some game time reps. But because he was consistent in what he did in preparation to get ready, learning the playbook, all those different things, it doesn't surprise me that Jackson is the starting left tackle. I'm excited for him. He's earned it. You know, he's really came into his own in that position, and I'm excited to watch him flourish there. So,
Isaac, we'll let you get back to the recovery. The entire state of Utah, including myself, misses you dearly. Next time you're home, let me know. Tell your wife I say g'day. And lastly, how good were those questions from me, Isaac?
Yeah, those were great questions.
Oh, add another one. I'll add another one down. 5-1. Gun.
You know, I think, guys, what we have here is collusion, and I'm concerned that you guys may have planned this beforehand.
No. I don't actually even have Isaac's phone number, so there was no way for me to get in contact with him being in Florida. But yeah, no, Isaac, we love you dearly, and I'll speak to you shortly. All right, my man.
All right, love you, Tom.
All right, Isaac.
See you guys. Thank you for having me.